And finally today, we hear from Daisy Marquez. She's a mother of four children in Sioux City. I talked with Daisy about her family, how they've fared over the last few months, and how her girls are getting a little help from Girls Inc. in their virtual learning this fall.
We live in Sioux City. I have four kids, a 10-year-old, a 8-year-old, a 3-year-old, and a 7-month-old baby, and it's me and my husband. They go to Irving Elementary.
What was it like for you guys last March, I guess, when all the kids just stopped going to school for what was the rest of the semester? How did you guys deal with that?
For us, I was just coming out of my maternity leave, and then all of a sudden, all this happened. You know, like it was like probably like 1 week into going to work, and we had to work from home, which that was kind of a bad thing and a good thing because the kids stopped going to school, and then plus I was able to work from home, so I was able to provide my kids with more, help them with the school stuff and whatnot.
Now, what do you do for a living?
I work at Midlands Clinic. I'm in the patient account rep.
You could do that from home.
Yes. But it was kind of stressful too, because, you know, you had the kids at home, plus you have to work too and do your job.
At Irving, I'm assuming at Irving, because across the school system, I know in my daughter's school, they're going back with this hybrid plan. How do you feel about that?
Well, I wasn't too comfortable from it. So I wasn't even thinking about it. I would just enroll my kids into virtual learning. But once I knew about Girls Inc. was having this program that they could still have that kid interaction with other kids, and plus, you know, help them with the virtual learning and do more courses at the Girls Inc. So that was kind of a good thing.
So are they going to be doing this for the rest of the school year?
Yes. Yeah, I think you can. I did talk to the school and told them, well, what if, you know, I was kind of worried about virtual learning because, you know, sometimes kids don't learn that way and they need actual interaction with the teacher. So I was kind of worried. So I did ask the school, and they said that if that doesn't work, then we could always switch back to the hybrid or whatever option is available. No, I just hope everything works out and the kids could eventually go back to school all day.
And that was Daisy Marquez. She's a mother of four children, and they attend school in Sioux City. Her girls are doing virtual learning, and they are going to be, actually every day, they're going to be going to Girls Inc. to learn. And, you know, Sheila, I think I talked to you about that, about Girls Inc. and their program.